8:37 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I'm Big Dick Hunter. This is the P1 Wild Ass Circus, the show that the P1 guest hosts each and every night that we're on the air now. Coming up at 9:10, Christina Aguilera has gotten herself in a little bit of hot water, and it involves underage sex.
Yes. Oh.
And we will discuss that at 9:10. Now, joining us in studio, Wendy stays with us. She was on with us the last segment.
I'm still here.
Tony joining us in studio now. Hello, P1 Tony.
Hello, Big Dick.
And also Sideshow Bob. Now, Sideshow Bob isn't here on this segment so much to talk as he is to eat. And what we're doing is the very charitable Sideshow Bob has agreed to basically eat snacks out of our vending machine for charity throughout the entire show right up until 10 o'clock. What we're doing is Sideshow Bob is one item at a time eating snacks out of the vending machine. He's going to attempt to eat the entire contents of the vending machine. He just polished off his first bag of Lay's potato chips, and we are asking you to call in and donate to charity. Sideshow Bob has selected Muscular Dystrophy, Jerry's Kids.
Yeah.
As his main charity. He wants people to call in and pledge something per food item, maybe a quarter per bag of chips or a dollar per candy bar, that sort of thing. At 10 o'clock, we're going to add up all of the empty bags and wrappers that he's consumed, and we're going to give some money to Muscular Dystrophy. Now,
you
Charlie,
yeah, we need to throw him a bone because we don't want him to wait till Labor Day.
Right? There's no sense in that. There's no sense in that. Let's check the tote board real quick, Turley. Where are we at?
All right, let me add it up here. Well, Jerry's Kids right now will get $100.
Wow!
Already, that's
Yay.
In 10 minutes.
Nice work, Sideshow. You get an hour and 20 minutes to go.
Keep eating.
What are you working on now? Pretzels?
Yeah, I'm on pretzels.
All right, stay with the light stuff.
Hey,
now
we got some health food here. We got the baked. Legs.
I've got a run sheet.
Stuff you're getting.
Run sheet.
Okay. Snack run sheet. So
well, that's good.
Well, maybe we'll review that later.
That's a way to overthink your charity.
Exactly.
I learned from the master.
Way
Big
to be
Dick.
Spontaneous.
All right. Well, Wendy, Tony, today, somewhat of a surprising announcement. I'm not sure how many people saw this coming out of Valley Ranch, that Jerry has decided to bench Quincy Carter in favor of Chad Hutchison, who has yet to play a down in the National Football League. Thoughts?
Thank goodness.
Well, he hadn't played in, what, 5 years? And there it was 2 years at Stanford.
So he last played as a sophomore at Stanford.
Yeah, but he can't do any worse than what we're doing right now. Seriously,
this.
I'm a girl, I know, but my Lord, I've seen the replays, I've seen the football. It doesn't even spiral all the time.
Well, I'm a big duck hunter, and I'd kind of like to bring Quincy out to the range and just let him throw a few things up to let me practice. That's pretty much what it looked like.
Cowboys lose to Arizona in overtime Sunday, 9-6, and I think that the outcome of that game probably had a lot to do with this decision. Quincy Carter throws 4 interceptions. Two down near the end zone that could have at least turned into field goals. The Cowboys had several opportunities to win the game in regulation and were unable to do it. I thought a couple of interesting quotes here to come out of the press conference that Dave Campo and Jerry Jones conducted. The first was this. Jerry had this quote. We saw a team go to the Super Bowl last year and win it with a second-year quarterback. Those are the standards I'm looking at, whether it's fair or not. I think that's a big part of Jerry's problem.
Exactly.
Is that he always tries to cheat the system. I mean, he can get kind of close to rebuilding, but he can't say the word. And when he gets about 2 or 3 steps away from actually getting to ground zero, he stops and tries to be a little bit better than he really is. And I think it kills him when like the quote says, he sees a second-year quarterback win a Super Bowl ring.
I mean, what are the odds of that?
Well, what's going to happen at the end of the season, we'll be looking at the free agents, looking at the waiver wire and trying to find another quarterback. He'll be making a grasp at trying to get back to the big show, which he's not going to do until he admits that he has to completely rebuild.
When he talks about these quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Trent Dilfer, the only thing is, yeah, they're quarterbacks who in and of themselves are not superstars, but they just sort of manage the rest of the team, but they're managing a team that's a whole lot better than what the Cowboys are putting out on the field, and it seems like that fact gets really lost in the mix.
Well, what, Dilfer can't even start for the Seahawks now, correct?
Yeah. He was a guy that might have been the first NFL quarterback to be out of a job the year after winning a Super Bowl. How about these quotes? Jerry says that while this was a 15-game evaluation, and they were very emphatic about pointing that out today, that they've evaluated him over 15 starts. It's not just about this season. That the had the Cowboys made the kick, the extra point kick, which was botched, and won 7-6, Jerry admitted that, quote, it would have bought more time for this decision. So basically, it's like he's saying that if they would have won the game on a play that had nothing to do with Quincy Carter, the botched extra point, that he would have gotten to be the quarterback for at least another game. However, Dave Campo says, quote, it would not change the evaluation process of what Quincy has done from day one until now. The evaluation is still there, and we feel it's time to make that decision. That sounds like a head coach and a general manager who aren't on the same page to me.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, I'm not a football expert, but don't they need to be coming out saying the same thing? It makes them look kind of dumb for Jerry to come out trying to coach and Dave Campo to come out saying something totally different. If they're not on the same page, how dumb are we going to look?
Well, we already look pretty dumb.
Well, true.
Look what we got for a GM. So
214-787-1310 is the phone number, or #1310 on your wireless. Let's talk to Ty in Irving. Ty, you're on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on the ticket.
Hey, sports. First time, long time. Good to be with you.
Welcome.
As an African-American, again, I love the show.
Thank you.
You know what my fear is, boys? I fear I've already been beaten by Chrissy Sims for 3 years at Texas, and now I fear that I might be.
I thought you were going to say 3 hours of Kid Craddock fawning, every other word pluralizing.
Neapolitan, right. Misfit talk.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go
That's
ahead.
That's all right, sir. And now I'm afraid I'm just going to be beaten into eternity, possibly, with Chrissy Sims here as a Dallas Cowboy. Because Jerry, you know, whenever he makes a pick, he likes to back it up. And with Chris Sims, he can go, son of Phil Sims, 6'5". That might be the worst Jerry impression ever, by the way. But, you know, son of Phil Sims, 6'5", leading passer, all-time leading passer for Texas, you know, great physical specimen. He's going to have all this stuff he can say, and then Chris Sims is going to get here and throw 3 interceptions a game, and we're right back to where we started.
I don't think Sims will be here. He's not a Southern dummy. So, typically, Jerry goes after Quincy, what was out of Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and then our great outstanding backup, Clint Sterner, young man from Arkansas. I think we'll be looking at the Arkansas University quarterback coming here next.
Well, you know, he does like to stretch in the draft, and if Chris Sims does end up slipping a little bit, I mean, it's kind of the same thing with Quincy Carter. He was very fond of saying, hey, you know, we stole this guy out of the draft. And you know, he might be very enticed by the idea of being able to say that, you know, he recognizes in Chris Sims what a lot of others don't.
Ugh.
Let's talk to Jerry in Dallas. I don't know if it's the Jerry in Dallas, but you're on the ticket.
Actually, it's Terrell. How y'all doing, P1s? Big Dick.
Hello.
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 Hey. Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing week in, week out, everybody saying how bad Quincy Carter is, this and that. And then finally, when the move happens, people, you know, aren't backing it up and saying they don't like it or anything. But I personally think it's a very good move. And if the guy's sucking, take him out. It's not like the, you know, it's not like the Cowboys has gone through, you know, a game in the first 2 quarters or something like that and hadn't sucked. So if he's not good, big deal, take him out.
I agree. It's not like you're pulling, you know, Roger Staubach after a couple games. It's Quincy Carter, for God's sakes. Not, I'm sure he has talent that I just don't see, but I don't know. I see nothing wrong with this. And back to Chris Sims, if we bring him, oh, Lord, that's just another headache, I think.
Kind of makes Troy Aikman not look so bad.
Hey, you be nice to Troy.
Sideshow Bob, by the way, let's get an update here. He's gone through a bag of Lay's, a bag of pretzels. What are you working on now?
Cheetos.
Almost finished with the Cheetos, Big Dick.
I think he dropped some, though.
You know,
so
you,
did you get those?
Call in pledges to sponsor Sideshow Bob and his eating campaign for muscular dystrophy at 214-787-1310 or #1310 if you're on a cell phone. It's 847 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And coming up next, we will pick NFL games with a forensic psychiatrist and Charles Tex Watson. That's coming up next on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on the Ticket.